Hey everybody, what's going on? I hope this video, excuse me, this podcast finds you well. A couple things on my mind today that I'm going to help you guys out with. And again, we've got some full-size podcasts coming up soon. Eli and I are getting settled into our new Castle Rock headquarters. We've got some new mics. We got a brand new table. Getting our camera set up in addition to everything else that we've been doing. But in addition to that, even when we get these bigger ones set up, I still want to give you guys these think tanks. We'll get Eli on some think tanks as well throughout the week, just to give you guys some raw in the moment or just in that day, whatever our thoughts are, instead of like writing that down, saving it for an hour and a half podcast, just really give you guys 10 to 12 minutes, maybe a little bit shorter, maybe a little bit longer, but just initial thoughts, I guess, when ideas spark. And throughout these past couple weeks, we've done some public speaking, we've traveled, we've done some keynotes. And something that I want everybody to keep in mind is leading from the front. And I want to explain that. I'm going to give you a little story just to give you guys some context. So back when I was in the Marine Corps, there was something that was super important, and it was leading from the front. But for example, we would go on hikes, 5-mile hikes, 10-mile hikes, 20-mile hikes, 25-mile hikes, and you'd have your pack, and those would range from, I don't know, anywhere from like 60 to 80, 85 pounds. And each hike you would incrementally get better, as in they would add stuff to the pack. They would also add distance to the hike and you get stronger. And something that you would see a pattern in when guys would weaken a bit is they would find ways to take a break, and they would take that break by quote unquote helping others out, as in they start falling behind. But instead of falling behind and working through it and strengthening themselves, they would try to find an opportunity to go to the back of the pack, right? The back of the line, the very back of the formation, and find the guys that were already falling behind, and then go back there and give the impression that they were there to motivate or help them, right? Come on, you can do it. Hey, let's go. Hey, you're doing well. You know, and all that bullshit. When in reality, they weren't able to maintain that pace themselves. So, hey, let's fall back. Let's give the impression that we're motivating some other guys and then continue. And this is what's great about small unit leadership in the Marine Corps, whether it was going through boot camp or whether you're with your unit, you had leadership that were studs that would go back to the back and quote unquote motivate and help the guys that were falling behind. And they would help by, you know, when they'd fall behind, by taking that person's pack, letting them just hike with nothing on them, just to allow them to pick up their pace a little bit, get a little bit of active rest to get them back to the front. But the leadership, the proven studs were there that had already done their time, that had already proven they could handle these hikes. And then some were back there helping. And your newer small unit leaders didn't have that option anymore to fall back and quote unquote help people, right? And I hope this is making sense to you guys. But what I'm getting at is, in business, in real estate, in entrepreneurship, whatever it may be, there is this huge thing that we've got where guys that can't find a way to be proficient, guys that are too afraid to get out there and be practitioners and execute certain processes and procedures and just different ways of doing business, they'd rather go to a ton of courses, buy online courses, go to a ton of events, and then just regurgitate other people's material and then just be that coach, right? Be that leadership coach, be that business coach, et cetera, et cetera. The problem is it's all theoretical. There's no contextual process here, right? There's no, hey, this is what's worked for me, right? They're taking what's worked for other people that have been successful, regurgitating it to the masses, and then theoretically speaking, because they actually haven't done it themselves and that's not how they won, they're just trying to be that funnel. And when you're trying to help people one-on-one in small groups or just having integrity with what the fuck you're talking about, if it's theoretical, there's a problem there. And if it's theoretical, someone can't actually give you any advice on that, because the second you have a question in addition to the material that they're presenting, they don't have a rebuttal. They haven't lived it. They haven't done it. And I can't express how important it is that as a leader, you've got to be leading by example and leading from the front. And I promise you, there's a lot you can show people by your behavior. Even when you are a leader and you're speaking and presenting and it's contextual and the successes that you've had, there are still things that you'll be showing people when you're up there. Are you well-spoken? Are you organized? Are you fit? Do you answer questions well? Are there other things that show you're prepared? When Eli and I are doing like our YouTube channel, we never miss a video. There's two videos every single week without a doubt. So, hey, are we consistent with that? Are we going through that? Are we well-spoken? Is the content prepared? Are we responding to comments in the comments? Are we constantly searching different type of material that people are looking for on YouTube and then making content that's relevant, right? We've had clients anywhere from first-time homebuyers all the way up through 3 million plus. And one of our most powerful clients we ever had is in the cabinet for Facebook, and we will leave it at that. And what he told Eli and I when we were helping him buy his home in Boulder was, you guys were consistent, you were well-spoken, you had high energy, you got out and showed the areas and showed the product. And I felt like I'm on it. He said, I'm on a shorter timeline. I've got to get some things going. And I felt like I could trust you guys to get it done because of how well you execute your channel. It wasn't just the superficial content we were speaking to. It was everything else that was on display. It was everything else that was shown that was speaking to him. And I promise you, he's not the only one that sees that, right? And I promise you, as you guys are building your entrepreneurship or your business, whether you're in real estate or not, you've got to start paying attention to what people are showing you. Not just what they're saying, but what are they showing, right? Do they follow up and are they executing on everything that they're telling you to? And hey guys, we're in business, right? Which means there's sales to this, which means when Eli and I speak about our sales, when we tell you that our YouTube channel made more than $2 million in commissions last year, we don't say that to impress you. We say it to impress upon the point that there needs to be a barometer. There needs to be a unit of measurement that proves proof of concept. So when we're talking about our transactions, when we're talking about the amount of money that we make, this is to make sure that you guys know, out of all the smoke and mirrors that you have within this industry or any other industry, here's our transparency. Here's where we're at. Here's where we stand. And if you guys also pay attention, anytime Eli and I are speaking at keynotes, or at our own events, or on other podcasts, or on our own podcasts, the only thing we teach you guys are things that we have done that work for us. We speak to some things that haven't worked for us, but we also mention, doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just did not work for us. But the bottom line is, anytime we are presenting and executing content, it is not theoretical. It is not regurgitated from someone else. It is contextual material that Eli will have proof of concept on that has actually worked, because that's the integrity we want to have when we're leading you guys. And that's the integrity that most people should have in business. So when I talk about leading from the front, if you're new in business and you've got some fear there and you're not quite sure what to do or where to be or how to be, like, this is your time to learn how to be a practitioner. This is your time to prepare yourself and build yourself into the leader that you want to be. Do not take shortcuts and regurgitate other people's material and then hop into a leadership role because you think you're a great coach, but not necessarily the best at doing the actual job. Hey, that happens in sports sometimes. But there's a huge amount of talent that goes into professional sports, and there is a separation there between a LeBron James and just your average high school basketball player. Some of you aren't even playing high school basketball. Some of you aren't even playing Little League basketball. You've been in an industry. You've been in an industry for 5 minutes, and then you're already trying to coach it. Or you've had some success in a different lane of business, and then you're trying to bring it to another lane of business and thinking that there's overlay, right? And I just want to remind everybody, regardless of what I did in my past with military and police and other government operations, and then in the fitness world and helping grow a franchise that was extremely successful, I shut my fucking mouth until we were in the top 1% worldwide for Berkshire Hathaway. And then we were top 0.5% production-wise worldwide for Berkshire Hathaway. I shut my fucking mouth. I applied the skill set I felt would be true to the process and to this lane of real estate. I corrected myself. I made some pivots. But ultimately, I found with integrity what works in order to make sure that we are successful at a high level before I open my fucking mouth and I decide to coach. But guys, I also promise you, this is why myself and Eli are growing at such a rapid rate, because people can feel your transparency. They can feel that you've got conviction, and something that Ed Milet talks about, that's probably the most favorite thing I've ever heard him say. People aren't looking to believe what you say. They are looking to believe that you believe in what you say, right? That you have conviction and transparency with everything that you're coaching and teaching, even down to your clients. I'm not looking for my clients to believe everything that I say. Some of these guys are first-time home buyers, guys and girls. Some of them they've had several homes that they've purchased before, but it's never been in Colorado, or it has, but there's a lot of things that change. But they're not looking to just believe in everything that I'm saying, because a lot of times they're so outside of the scope because they buy a home every 5 years or every 10 years. They're just not versed enough to even have an opinion of whether they believe it or not. But they believe that I believe in what I'm saying, and I'm able to back it up through everything else that we've done. It's contextual, guys. There's patterns of recognition there. There's conversion there. So if you're not quite there yet, that's okay. That is okay. But I promise you, the most important tool you're going to have as a leader and your ability to attract people around you, whether it's as an influencer online, whether it's building your team like me, myself and Eli in real estate and being at eXp now and going nationwide and worldwide and having a goal of 20,000 agents around us, I promise you, your Swiss Army knife, your most important tool is going to be you and how well you can speak to your craft and what's worked for you and the transparency and conviction you have. People will feel that. There is no need to get there too soon. You're gonna lack the composure, you're gonna lack the experience, and ultimately you're gonna lack the honesty, and people will feel that they will not be around you. So let's get back to that hike that I was talking about. If you're in that hike and you feel yourself falling back just a little bit, instead of giving up on yourself and going back to the back of the formation to quote unquote help somebody when in reality you just can't keep that pace up, what you should do is focus on yourself. That's what those hikes are for. Focus on yourself, build your own resilience, callus your own ability to maintain your efficiency during that hike. And if you can't, that's when you should be resourceful yourself and ask for leadership that's ahead of you to maybe grab your rifle, grab your pack, take a couple of pounds off of you so you can focus on being the best condition person you can to efficiently get through these hikes. Because I promise you, when guys head out to deployment, if they're not physically and mentally prepared, and if they've gotten away with just going to the back of the formation to help someone else out, what's going to happen when they're now a leader and people are relying on them to be mentally and physically strong to lead others and they can't? People die. What happens with you when people are relying on you to be a leadership within business and you can't? Businesses die. Relationships die. Reputation, your reputation dies. Right? You've got to understand that, but you also have to understand, give yourself some forgiveness. It's completely okay if you are not in that leadership role and if you're not in a place where you should be influencing others, right? It's your time to be that practitioner and own it. This is your at bat to go get super proficient at what you do. And as you incrementally get better and you just absolutely love leadership and you love influencing and you want to have that a part of what you're doing, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say you've gotten to a 3. Okay, so influence people that are 3 and below. And then you get yourself to a 5 or a 7. Influence others that are a 7 and below. Don't try to embellish or pontificate to reach for bigger fish and reach for 9s and 10s when you're a 3, when you're a 5, when you're a 7. They'll see through it, and that's just not your place, and you don't need that to be your place. So if you love influence like I do, and like Eli does, and that just has to be a part of your daily, then just keep the integrity behind it and help those around you that are at your level or below, right? Because a lot of them, they need plenty of help and they can't necessarily afford someone that's a 10 that's charging a ton of money for that, like a Tim Grover, right? Somebody like that, very high up, professional athletes. I don't think folks that are very novice can even afford a guy like that if the opportunity presented itself. But they also don't need Tim Grover, right? Because of where they're at in their level. They've got a lot to prove and a long way to go before they can get to that guy's level. But you at a 3 or a 5 or a 7, like, you've got plenty of help and plenty of resource that you can help them. And most importantly, you'll be speaking to the integrity that helped you get there in the first place, right? So let's lead from the front. Let's lead by example. Let's feel good about ourselves. Let's feel good about what we're doing. And ultimately, let's make sure that our intent to help others is pure. And it's not just some other bullshit scheme to think that that's going to put another dollar in your pocket, when in reality, you're sacrificing your reputation. And if that goes, everything goes and it won't come back. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. I hope this brought you some value. And we will see you guys, or chat with you guys, very soon. Out.